not the result that you're looking out for, but if you could do anything different today, what will that be?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, exactly. Not a result that you wanted. I think at the start of the innings, the wicket behavior was totally different. It was quite difficult to bat on, but the batters, and they did really well to put us a total on the board, and then defending such total. So I think we needed some wickets in the middle, and we didn't took that. And they played really well, had a good partnership like 200, so that took the game away from us. So there were some lots of positive things that we got from it, and hopefully we'll try our best to maintain that in the next match and remove all those negatives and try to do well in the next match.
Speaking of the next match, you're playing against the host in home conditions, and you guys have beaten them 4-1 in Sharjah. How's that for you?
Yeah, and that is like we beat them in Sharjah, but we can't say anything. It's a cricket, and you have to be positive and have to be mentally ready for any team, any stage. So we will try to play well against them. It's a different ground, and it'll be a new day. So hopefully we will try our best to do well and to win the match.
It seems like a lot of the cricket here is all about the wicket in Olawayu. You've played on this wicket before, which is today, and the hosts have played there. What can you say about the wicket ahead of Tuesday?
The wicket, I think, at early stage, it was quite difficult to bat on. The ball was like not coming good to on the bat. But later on afternoon, when the sun came out, it was like totally a different wicket. It was quite easy to bat it on. So that is a difference, like in Bulawayu. Early in the morning, it's quite difficult. I think toss is very important in these games. So, but that is not in our hand. We can't do anything about the toss. Whatever happens, whether you bat fast or bowl fast, you have to be mentally ready for it. Being a professional cricket, you have to accept these things and go ahead. So we will try our best to bounce back well and to do well in the next match.
What is it about your team that makes you bounce back? Because in Sharjah, you lost the second match, and you bounced back strongly. What is it about your team that will guarantee that you'll bounce back spiritually?
I think it was a very good early wake-up call for us to lose against Scotland. But, you know, the guys are like very well prepared, well trained, and everyone knows their responsibility. So very unlucky to lose the first match, not to start well. But inshallah, we will try our best to give more positive things in the game and to do well in the next match and go ahead.